Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Let's pray for souls. We want everyone to go to heaven, right? So, Father, in Jesus' name, we're crying out to you for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're also praying for their past, present, and future spouses, all the children they have now and the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. By faith, we are sending the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, we decree that you're revealing yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And yes, Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. We pray that you'd get every person then into a good Bible-believing teaching church. They'd be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're decreeing that every Christian is becoming a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free, and all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And yes, Lord Jesus, your people to receive and to walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the absolute full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree together, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. But also, Father, we love the Jewish people so much. We owe such a great debt of gratitude to them. We're praying for their salvation. Lord Jesus, please remove the blinders and scales from their hearts and minds. May they truly see, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are their Messiah, your Savior and Lord, and they'd humble themselves and repent and get saved and begin living for you, Lord Jesus, with their whole hearts. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to your word. We agree with you, Father, that they have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Restore all that land to them. And we pray for their safety, Father. We pray, Father, if anyone tries to do harm to the nation Israel, the Jewish people, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them. And we agree for that right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we can't tell you how thankful and how much we praise you every day that your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, you have allowed to get into the White House to destroy all the works of darkness of the last 4 years. We thank you for it. Father, we know it's a big task, Father, but give them the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to do it. And Father, use the Trump administration and your mighty angelic host, Father, to expose and to drive out of this nation every terrorist, foreign soldier, prisoner, pedophile, drug trafficker, sex trafficker, everyone who's coming to America to do evil, Father, bring them into the light, drive them out of this country, Father, and don't let them do their wicked, evil deeds. We agree for that now in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, we ask your protection about our water table, including the water in our wells and city water. We'll all have fresh water to drink continually. We pray your protection about our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. We're declaring a great harvest of crops this year, enough to feed everyone in America and then send food around the world. Father, we ask you to protect our power grid. Father, don't let anyone touch, diminish, destroy, hack our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal, fossil fuels, Father, a blessing of the Lord. We declare in 2025 we're going to be energy independent again. And Father, if any person or nation tries to touch our power grid or our water or food supply the day before they do it, and you know all things, you would stop them, Father God, and you would bring the very judgment that they would try to do upon our nation upon them. And we thank you for that now in Jesus' name. And also, Father God, we agree you're destroying the monkeypox virus, the bird flu virus, and all viruses that are being created in those biolabs. We agree you're burning down and destroying the biolabs, and you're destroying all vaccinations that are being created to do evil, to kill, to maim, to harm, and to destroy your creation. And we thank you for that also right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, today we're going to be talking about walking in full salvation. Well, before we can talk about walking in full salvation, you have to be saved, right? That makes sense. Okay. Well, let's see what the Bible says. What does the Bible say that the experience is that you must have to go to heaven? Boy, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Well, we find it here in John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That means you can't go to heaven without being born again. So that must be pretty important, wouldn't you say? Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that's your first birth in your mother's womb, and of the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, your first birth, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, must be born again. The wind bloweth where it willeth, and thou hearest the sound of it, but cannot tell from whence it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that is born in the Spirit. A person does not get to heaven, according to Jesus, except you're born again. How does a person get born again? Well, they've heard the word of God. Someone has prayed for them. They might have gone to church, read the Bible themselves. And then through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a third person of the Godhead, but he's like the wind. He's invisible, but you know when he's blowing or dealing with you. So when the Holy Spirit is convicting you of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and you finally see who Jesus is, and you realize that you're a sinner and you can't save yourself, and you receive the understanding that only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins, as the Holy Spirit is convicting you and bringing that to your understanding, you have a decision to make. And if you say yes to Jesus, that you then humble yourselves, you repent of your sins, you receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, and the Bible says you are born again from above. And that Holy Spirit who's convicting you on the outside, he now comes into your spirit man that was dead because of, you know, the fall, Adam and Eve, and now you become alive spiritually through the power of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, you receive him as your Savior and Lord, and you are born again right then, that moment. And then you can follow the Lord and do the wonderful obedience of baptism in water, which is immersion, and the wonderful experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you begin to grow in the Lord. But all that's the Christian life. You have to be born again. And again, there's one other word the Bible uses also for people who come to know Jesus, and it's the word saved. We see that here in Romans 10, 8 to through 10. But what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, literally that Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in thine heart, literally your spirit man, that God hath raised him, that's Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, that means with everything within you, with your spirit man within you, you mean it. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that means right standing with God, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And again, as the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, according to Luke 13:3, and what Peter says to you, you have to repent. But if the Holy Spirit's convicting you, you do repent. You recognize you're unclean. And you ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins, and you receive him as Savior and Lord. And I pray everyone who's hearing my voice is born again. Okay. Then there's the wonderful experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, you understand there are many denominations that fight against this and don't believe in this. In fact, some of people even call it evil. Well, again, I used to kind of fight against myself. But God, You know, if you study God's Word and have an honest heart and study the Word of God for yourself and say, Lord, I'm going to find out what I believe and why I believe it, you'll also come to believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, why? Acts 1:4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. So, and that took place. And notice the result, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And the evidence of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is often speaking with tongues and prophesying. And it is usually a separate experience from salvation, but it's part of salvation because Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Read John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39. You come to Jesus, you drink, and the Holy Spirit immerses you. And it's many times at that point you are then open to all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if you didn't know the devil was real before, then now you know. Because the Holy Spirit in you will reveal the works of the devil. Okay. So full salvation, you get born again, you get or saved, same word. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now you can live the Christian life. Okay? Do you get it? You can't live the Christian life without being born again. See, a lot of people think they're trying to get their life straightened out. I love what one woman told me, get all my ducks in a row. She said, if I get all my ducks in the row, then I'll come to church. I thought that was the funniest thing. I never heard that expression before. Of course, that was years ago. But I realized, I should have told her right then, if you could get all your ducks in a row, you wouldn't need to come to church. No, you come to church with all your ducks running wild, crazy, and you get saved, and then you get regenerated on the inside, and God then helps you to get those ducks in a row. Do you get the picture here? Okay. So you can't straighten yourself up and become a Christian. You come to God lost, can't save yourself, can't do it, can't be good enough. And you repent, and Jesus saves you, and now he empowers you through the Holy Spirit. Now you can live the Christian life. In fact, I like what Paul says here in Colossians chapter 2, beginning verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. Okay, well, how did I receive him? Well, I humbled myself. And as the Holy Spirit was convicting me, I repented and gave my life to Jesus, and I encountered Jesus, and I was born again. Okay, so just like I got saved, notice what the Bible says, so walk you in him. Oh, that's right. Now Jesus lives in me. Okay, so it's not just I get saved and quote-unquote have a ticket to heaven. No one gets a ticket. You enter into a relationship with Jesus. In the new birth, you have met Jesus. Now you spend the rest of your life getting to know him. In fact, I like how the Word of God declares it. Verse 7, rooted and built up in him, that's Jesus, and established in the faith, that's the truths that make up the Bible, as you have been taught, which means you need to get taught, get to get to church, find a good Bible study, abounding with thanksgiving. But let's go back. Rooted means once you actually get saved, you're a baby in Christ. Now you need to get rooted. What does that mean? You go deep with Jesus. You need to get built up. What does that mean? You got to get stronger in the Lord, right? And established in the faith. Well, you recognize, I don't know anything about the Bible, or I don't know much about the Bible. Well, now you got the Holy Spirit to be your teacher and guide, and the Bible will begin to make sense, and you'll get some revelation and understanding. So once you get saved, you're entering into a relationship. Let me make this statement to you, and I hope you'll take this to heart. Every experience you have with Jesus and the Holy Spirit leads to a lifestyle of loving and serving Jesus and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me prove to you through the Bible. I love John chapter 15. Jesus lets us know that it's not just a meet Jesus glad to know you, and you go on with your life. No, what does Jesus say? Abide or remain in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, Jesus Christ. You are the branches. Put your name in the blank. He that abideth remaineth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Remember when we looked a few weeks ago about the promises of God? Read verse 7. If you abide in me and my words, which I mean you read the Bible, right? Abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, now that is a promise. So Jesus acts like, and he's God, he's your Savior and Lord, right? That you're supposed to remain in him, abide in him, day by day, moment by moment. It is a relationship. Well, how about the Holy Spirit? I've been baptized, immersed with the Holy Spirit. I've got it made. No, you don't. That experience leads to now, Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. You're to walk in the Holy Spirit in his power and presence day by day, moment by moment. And here's the reason why. Yeah, you figured this out if you've been saved very long. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's a battle that goes on inside us, doesn't it? For the flesh, that fallen nature you got from Adam, the old Adamic nature, lusteth against the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Oh, so, see, every experience you have is not an end in itself. You got born again, so you can love and serve Jesus all the days of your life, find out his will and purpose for your life and go to heaven, and you have the Holy Spirit to empower you to do what the Bible says, and these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing it shall not hurt them, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So, your experiences lead to a life of faith, obedience, and yes, love. But remember, love is always based upon truth. And boy, that's a whole message in itself. Now, for you to be strong, God says you need an armor. And again, it's an invisible armor, but there's an invisible realm. Have you figured that out? And I'm sure you're thrilled that you have at least one holy angel that watches over you continually. I asked for 4+ angels, and I asked for warfare angels to watch over me, protect me, strengthen me in battle on my behalf, and my family and church family and many, many others. But that's beside the point. But the thing is, there's Satan, the demons, the fallen angels, the principalities and powers that are wicked. They are very upset that you got saved and you're living for Jesus. So they're going to try to mess with you. That's a good word. And you're in a battle. Have you figured that out? When you want to do the right thing, something happens or shows up. Now, that's the devil. Now, you have victory over him. But you got to put on your clothes, your spiritual clothes. Where's that found? Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Okay. That's walking with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of his might. Okay, so what's the provision? Put on the whole armor of God. Okay, why? That you might be able to stand against the wiles, trickery, stratagem of the devil. And he is a tricky devil. Okay? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's people with bodies. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you're trying to serve Jesus and that you understand the devil rises up against you, but you got the armor, right? Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, the day of temptation, the day of misunderstanding, the day when Satan has assignments out against you and it gets pretty tough. And having done all to stand. In other words, you don't run away, you stand. How do you stand? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Above all, taking the shield of faith. Boy, that's important. Why? With which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Ah, this is the offensive weapon, right? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But also an offensive weapon is verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I encourage you to put on the whole armor of God every day. Now, you can do it in 10 seconds. You can do it in 10 minutes, okay? I'm going to go ahead and just show you how I put on the whole armor of God. You do not have to do it this way. This is just a suggestion, and if it will bless you, then learn. Father, right now I place upon my loins girded about with truth. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Reign in me as such. Holy Spirit, you're the Spirit of truth. Please fill me to overflowing. And Holy Spirit, please guide me in all truth. Teach me all things. Holy Spirit, please bring to remembrance everything Jesus Christ has said to me, and show me things to come according to your word. Father, I place upon me now the breastplate of righteousness. I confess, Lord Jesus, you're my righteousness, and I was declared righteousness when I received you as my Savior and Lord. The Lord, having received your righteousness, help me to abide in you continually, Lord Jesus, and bear fruit, more fruit, much fruit, do your works and greater works, and to practice righteousness. I also, from 1 Thessalonians 5:8, I place upon me the breastplate of faith and love. So, Father, no matter what happens today, help me to respond by trusting in you, Heavenly Father, trusting in you, Lord Jesus, always yielding to you, Holy Spirit, and that my faith would always operate by your agape love toward all people. Father, I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord Jesus, you're my peace. I want to be a bold peacemaker. Help me to boldly share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to win millions of souls to you, to disciple Christians, to set the captives free, and to heal all the sick from every sickness and every disease. Also, I claim righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit in serving you. Now, Father, I'm holding up the shield of faith, that all-encompassing shield of faith that covers me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, front, back, and side, like a dome, Father, total protection. I hold up that shield of faith and place upon me right now, and grant me great spiritual discernment to be able to recognize and to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one with that shield of faith. Now, Lord Jesus, I'm placing upon myself the helmet of salvation. Well, Lord Jesus, you're my salvation. I am a born-again believer, and I right now want to claim my full salvation and all its blessings and benefits. Father, I claim and receive now my full salvation of the forgiveness of sins, the gift of eternal life, the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I claim my inheritance of total freedom in Jesus Christ from all demonic stronghold and bondages. And I claim my inheritance of divine health and wholeness spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and blessing and abundance financially. I claim the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And Lord Jesus, I declare the truth that you took all my infirmities, personal weaknesses, and distresses. You bore all my sicknesses, pains, and diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, I was healed. And I claim that inheritance now by faith. And according to 1 Thessalonians 5:8, I place upon me the helmet of hope. I confess, Lord Jesus, that hope is a confident, unwavering expectation of good based on the promise of God. Father, I'm expecting good things in my life now and in the future. And Father, I'm taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Father, every day I want to faithfully love you, Father God, love you, Lord Jesus, love you, Holy Spirit, love your word, study your word, proclaim your word, speak your word, and wield that sword of the Spirit offensively and defensively, and help me to fight the good fight of faith every day. And then, Father, you said praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So right now, by faith, Father, in Jesus' name, I take my old armor of God armor off, and I place this fresh new weaponry right now upon me. I'm placing upon Donna. I'm placing upon Seth and Ebony, Elisha, Judah, and Annabella. I'm placing it securely upon Aaron and Crean, Samuel, Lucy, and Benjamin. I'm praying, placing it securely upon Justin and Adrian, Noah and Ashlyn and Jude, and any other children in her womb, upon Elijah and Gracie and Ivana and Leah, And I do so on my church family at Bethel Worship Center, past, present, future. And then I usually go through their names. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I don't think you have to do that way. But that's how I've learned to do it. It's a blessing to me. And if that was a blessing to you, you got to put on the whole armor of God. It's not automatic. And again, that just goes back to the last part of the verse. As you have been taught, you can't be strong spiritually without the Word of God. Remember that Psalm 119:11? If you went to Vacation Bible School, you probably learned this. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. How about 2 Timothy 2:15? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How about John 17:17? Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. So if you're going to walk in full salvation, you have to be born again. You need to be Holy Spirit baptized and filled. You need to be rooted and built up and get established in the faith. And you do that throughout your whole lifetime. And then don't forget this. Well, all the things you're learning, you have to put into practice. Remember James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The things you learn in Bible study, personal or with a church or a preaching and teaching, this is information, this is knowledge that you now need to practice and put into practice in your life. That is so important. You know, you believe in healing, then you need to start laying hands on the sick, anointing people with oil, ask God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to operate through you. Do you understand that? Read the Word of God. Know that it's medicine also. So I'm just telling you, whatever you learn, God expects you to begin to put those things into practice in your life. And notice there's so many dangers. And I'm not going to have time to go through many of them, but notice verse 8, beware. They were saved. They were baptized in the Holy Spirit. But beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. You get a lot of that in college. And through vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not ever Christ. Don't let anyone move you away from your relationship with Jesus Christ. That is everything. Jesus is your all in all. Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. He is my deliverer and healer. He's my soon coming King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hebrews 1:3, Jesus upholds me by the word of his power. Do you get the picture? Jesus wants to be all those things for you also. Now I want to ask you, have you been born again or saved? If not, you can get saved right now. If the Holy Spirit is convicting you, if you know you want Jesus more than anything else and you really want to give your life to him, pray with me right now. Dear God, I see it from the Bible. I understand, Lord Jesus, that I am a sinner. I see today that you died for my sins and rose again, and I understand it's only the blood of Jesus that can cleanse me from my sins. So, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm coming to you right now. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I repent of all the nasty, wicked things I've done. And Lord Jesus Christ, with my whole heart, I ask you to come into my life and to be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in corporation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.